Oh, I think in the
context or concept?
Concept. They had to pass. Yeah, that's fairly recent.
Because I just took the concept exam, because it was about a month ago, I'm still waiting to see what I did on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they had the option, they didn't like you for some reason.
What was that?
They didn't like you, or didn't think that you were capable of teaching, even though you did well in the classes, they should have turned you down.
Yeah, he said something about that, I remember.
He didn't go too in-depth in that.
Well, if they thought that you weren't capable of teaching, perhaps?
Yeah, they didn't know if you did well in the classes.
They were like, they said they didn't like you, they declined, wouldn't like you, they just said, you know, you can't go on, or something like that, and all the school was for ways.
There was only one case that I know of when I was there. This young fellow was in a wheelchair. He had had several cancer operations. And the one instructor more or less told him he didn't think that he would make a good teacher because of his handicap. And this fellow said, I got down on the floor with the kids, and I got along famously with them. I had great rapport with the kids. He said, I can't see where this instructor had the nerve to tell me that I would not become a teacher. And that was one problem that was one case that I know that the instructor said to me, you shouldn't be a teacher. This man was determined that he was going to be a teacher.
The other case I remember had mentioned was an overweight gentleman. The PE department was the one that was trying to shoot him down. And then another instructor stood up for him and said that the PE instructor, you know, they don't need their own advice and considerations if they were in the sport.
Well, years ago, everybody had to take PE for credits, four semesters. And Dr. Teal, if you had known him, was a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army. And he was rotund. He must have gone well over 200 pounds. And the GIs coming in who had basic training could not understand why they had to take PE. After all, they had more vigorous training than the PE courses could ever give them.
Sure.
And he helped get that eliminated for the GIs coming in because they had that strenuous basic training. And the point of taking PE is just a little bit ludicrous. So I think at that time he helped eliminate that. Basic training is good enough for that. And then the weight problem, being that he was that heavy, he said he once called to the Army, he retired, and he said, if I could carry that weight, what's the big deal about the weight problem? But that wasn't quite a long time. I don't know whether this is true now anymore. I haven't heard that. Are they still making it with that?
I still have certain classes that are required. But I think the teachers in there now are pretty
good. Do they that story?
Yeah.
Well,
as long as you show up and you participate.
Yeah. When I was in the hospital, as a matter of fact, I had two student nurses from Wisconsin in the morning. Physically, was quite obese. And I thought, gee, it was a bit strange for a nursing student to have to carry that much weight. But yet, it didn't stop her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that eventually she'll get on to the fact that she should have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some cases where it's just a natural being, and what are they going to do about it?
So what's the other thing else that was that Western was set up as the Danbury's teacher school.
Mm-hmm. It was a teacher college.
Right. And then you had an education department. Did you see, like, all the other departments, did you see them, like, rapidly grow?
Business school. After, of course, Ansel had a big hand in that, when they named the school after him. I think he donated quite a bit of money from my state. And that was, that business school started with one man, John Bracken, who was a professor. And he had a little bit of a room where, you know, I guess it's the alumni office now. Where you come in the main, the front door, and the office to the left. That was John Bracken's office when he first came here. In fact, that used to be the telephone room. That's how small it was. And then it just kept growing, growing, growing. And it's now the Ansel School. But that was started by one man.
Because I know now there's like, there's so many, you know, different departments that have such a good reputation.
Yes. Well, you've got the criminal educated, the criminal justice area, and management, information services, and that's all.
From the time that you started there in 69, did you see a great change in the attitudes of the students? And the, I know you didn't have much interaction, but did you notice like a lot more activities going on, maybe around campus, signs up, more student involvement in the actual campus, in the actual enrollment? Also?
Well, from noticing the bulletin boards in the hallways, you notice that there are more signs up than there used to be. They're going around posting up for the pubs and towns.
Yeah.
Spring breaks and ski excursions and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was outside the nursing department. They've got the Navy recruitments to become Navy nurses and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. The bullet boards are always covered.
Yeah. Was it like that when you first started there too? It was always the same?
I think there was that much of it around at that time. But of course, another thing too, they've got more bulletin boards up in all the buildings too.
They're always covering papers.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that kiosk on the, at the outside of White, the outside of Whitehall, as you go toward the library, one of the education department members helped build that so that they would have another place for more bulletin boards. Yeah.
What happened with Doug Klein? Did he just retire? Is he still teaching?
Stan Klein?
Yeah.
He retired in Florida.
Oh, really? As
a matter of fact, he called me last week in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And that's a pretty amazing, thrilled to have to hear.
I heard he was a really nice man.
Oh,
that's, yeah. I never met him, but I heard.
Oh, he was wonderful to work for. I worked for him 5 years. I was here. Before he came, there was a Jane O'Neill, who's the chairman of the head department, and she transferred over to Central. And then he came on as chairman. So I actually, I think I worked with him 2 years. Worked for him for 2 years. He was a doll.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
In all the years I worked for him, I never, ever saw him get mad at anything, regardless of what his position was. Never. I don't know how he did it. He may have wound up in an ulcer for him. He never, ever got angry at anybody. He was wonderful.
That's the attitude that all. Right. Especially if you're in the chair, if you're a chairperson, you should be.
Well, they
yeah. A lot of the ones I've met, like, you know, I'm in the education, a lot of the teachers that I've met seem to, you know, they seem to put an effort, they really care. A lot of ones I've had. And I've had a couple in history, like Dr. Janik, and I've talked with Dr. Leopold, I'm not sure if you know, but they just seem to, I don't know, they just seem to care, you know. There's a lot of way for the students. Yeah.
Well, they were there when I came to the social science department, mm-hmm. when I first started. They've been there that since before then. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, Truman Warner. He goes along with the lease. He's been there, I think, 30 years. In fact, he was my first boss when I came. And when I came there, he was off on a trip to Japan at the time. But they really, that department is excellent.
Yeah.
It really is. They really care. As I said, I've had some great friends, faculty and other secretaries as well.
That's what it seems good, you know, you're referring to bigger schools and smaller schools. That's what I like about this school is, you know, you only have maybe 20 kids, average of 20 kids in a in one class, and the teacher gets to, you know, he gets to know your name, and he's very, he's always, always available, but as opposed to hundreds of kids in these big schools, you know, for one class, you know, it just seems good. I think my biggest class here has been no more than 50 students, and that was even kind of big, you know. I just, you know, it's more like a high school kind of, you know, you have like, you have a lot of interaction with the teacher.
Have you ever had Marla Fisher as a teacher? I think she used to be in education, and then she transferred over to the Management Information System. She is excellent. She is a wonderful teacher. And she really cares. She used to do the 501 papers.
Right.
And then when Fred O'Neill was there, he did the 501 and the 590 papers. I thought about just making it personal. Spelling, punctuation, and you get it with a red ink.
Right.
Because I used to type papers for the masters.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very precise in his corrections, and the students used to give me the paper. Woo! Yes. I'm afraid of him. But when you finish with him, you knew it.
Yeah.
You know, that was a beauty of him.
Some teachers, why not like me, they're afraid of teachers, how hard they are, but then teachers need to be professionals and want to hear your studies.
Exactly.
Helps you a lot.
Well, I was up at the hospital, I was in the expert room one day, and got talking to the young man who was working in the machine. Lo and behold, he was a West Coast student who had had Dr. Merritt in chemistry or biology. And he said he had him petrified. He was so scared. But he said when he got out of his class, he knew what he was doing. And he said he remembered him all these years, and that was when Dr. Merritt first came to the college. But this fellow realized how good he was, even though he was tough on him, but he scared me to death.
So when I was a puppy now, I didn't realize it when I was a freshman, but now as a junior, I look back and I realize that like Dr. Schramm, how smart he actually is, and how smart he is.
Who did?
Dr. Schramm, like, you know, he is so smart, you don't realize how he drills you, how good it actually is, until you look back upon it. And also, Dr. Mitchell.
Yes, yes, they're both excellent. Schramm is a lawyer as well as a teacher. No, they really have excellent credentials.
Yeah, I've been there 3 years now, and there's maybe one or two that I know, you know, that I really didn't care out of all the classes I've taken. There's just the majority of them, you know, they really care.
Yeah.
They go out of your way for you. It just seems good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Psychology?
Sure.
There are a couple there that you wonder.
Really?
But what is the rule of the teachers? I look at those.
That's about it. Yeah.
Good.
Covers a lot of it. It was very helpful.
I don't think I've added much.
Right. Get a lot of the details that you don't get in the books, you know.
Well,
certain instances, you know.
So, but I must say, I really enjoyed all the years I was there. I had it too. In fact, some of the friendships that we came to be, you know, we get together with dinner parties, functions, and dinners, and things like that.
That's what teaching does for you, though. You get more, you know, you're obviously working, but you're giving people, you know, you're helping, you're getting rewarded in that way, you know.
Another thing is that when we first started, if any of the girls had a birthday, we had a coffee hour for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then around Christmas time, we'd get together, and then everybody would be invited, administration and everybody. And of course, they used to come down, and they'd partake of all these things. And then one year, I thought, hey, they're not contributing to our own at all, the administrative, but come on, get them apart. I made them change it. Kay would like it, but only girls who have to bring all the goodies, and you guys go through all these, forget it. No, but it was a good community, really. So you will be graduating in next night.
Hopefully, maybe next semester. So, yeah. Getting close though.
Semester.
Yeah. I have my student teaching coming up soon. Final year of my student teaching.
Have they found a spot for you yet?
No. I'll be taking those the placement classes probably next spring, and then the fall after that, I'll be doing the student teaching.
Are you elementary or secondary?
Elementary. So I was secondary originally, so I got kind of set back, so that's why I have to go an extra half semester, probably maybe an extra full year. Because I was originally secondary, and I was in the math, and the calculus classes got kind of difficult, so I went to the elementary, so I don't have to go up too high in the classes.
Yeah.
So.
Secondary. Did you have Bruce King?
No, I never had him. I talked to him a couple times as advisor, but I never had him as a teacher. Seemed like a nice guy though.
He was very nice. He was the most shrewd for the year. From school for that. He invited my daughter to come home to visit them while they were there that year, but it was like 3 hours. I'm like, forget it. Forget it. You didn't have Fitzsimmons to do in a finance class. Well, he's now moved to to Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just went over and came here.
So he's bouncing around.
There's another invitation standing.
That's the kind of thing to grab. Yeah. Hawaii. That's the one you have to grab, Hawaii.
Yeah, that would be invited.
You have about 12 hours, 13 hours of playing there.
I want to go on a cruise with you.
That would be nice.
Yes. My daughter and I have been on four of them, and I want to do live. I think that would be the way to go. I did fly to Hawaii years ago, and believe it or not, that was in the days of flat planes, and it took 10 hours from Los Angeles to Hawaii then. But of course, now with jets, it takes less time than that. 10 hours, and we hit a horrible storm over the Pacific that was frightening everybody in the plane. Oh boy, this is a great way. Terrible storm. The stuff was falling out over the racks overhead. It was like the middle of the night, lightning all around the plane. I haven't been back since.
Little hasn't he?
Maybe. We'll get there, but who knows? I hope I can help you some.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.